thing I wanted to speak about today is the Rambam describes the Mila, the great Mila of Yemos HaMashiach. He describes it that there will be then Tirbel Yavin Hilchos Shuv, and now Hilchos Malachim is describing how the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So he writes the Nuchas Shuv Nuchas Malachim is a bit of Shinuyim, but I'll discuss some of the Nuchas discuss Nuchas Shuv and some of the Nuchas discuss Nuchas Malachim. In Nuchas Shuv, the Rambam writes that why were the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, why did the wise men and the prophets desire Mashiach? So he says, because, first of all, they should be able to rest from the kingdom that don't allow them to do Torah mitzvahs.
In Hilchus Melachim, it's the Nesava, Chachomim, Tzum Sav.
Yeah, but there was a bissel andish in Hilchus Tshuva. Bissel andish in Hilchus Tshuva. So Hilchus Tshuva writes that they desired the Moshe HaMashiach in order that they should rest in the kingdoms and the goyim that don't allow them to fulfill Torah mitzvahs properly. And they should be able, the yintzulam ma'gayiru b'chachma, they should have peace, they should be able to increase in wisdom. In order they should merit the chayi ha'ilam haba. I think I might have discussed this in the past, the Rambam is focusing that the tachlis, ultimate goal is ilam haba, is Gan Eden. But the increase in wisdom in the time of the Mashiach is in order, is the chacham desire that in order they should get, in order they should be able to come closer to the Eibishter and Elam Haba. Says, why will they be able, so, why Lasa Lavi will there be such an increase in wisdom? Pashas, you could say, we'll have free time on our hands, yeah, but Ken Zitzin and Lernin. We'll have Yimsi, you have no Daigis, we'll have everything, you could sit and learn, but it's not just a guy. I mentioned in the past, that ever brings, what Abayi said, that if his stepmother, he had his stepmother, as his mother never passed away when he was a yosin. So he said that if his mother would ask him to just pass her the kutach, you know, the kutach that you have in the Gemara, dirt and milk and bread, so he wouldn't be able, like I know, he wouldn't have learned, be able to have learned as well as he learned now. So even a tiny tear, the slight distraction or slight thing you have to do already takes away from the complete. When you're able to dedicate your mind to learn without any dag, it's able to understand something on a much better level. But the Rambam doesn't say stam the half three times, he adds. He says, because Shabbosun Hayomim Tirba Hadeyor Hadas, as if in the schoys there, knowledge will, it says three things. Tirba Hadeyor Vachokum Vemis, knowledge, whatever the exact type of das, wisdom and emes and truth. And he brings three psukim. One pasuk says, "Kimol Ares Deis Hashem." The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. He doesn't finish off over the Kman Lo Yam Chasim Nuchas Tshuva. Like when he doesn't finish off, like water is covered the sea. Then he says another pasuk, "Lo Yumdu Oidishes Ishes Reyeu Ishes Achid." That you know, one man won't tell his friend or his brother, "Come, let me teach you about the Eibushir." Because everyone will know the Eibushir. The Rambam quotes part of that pasuk. And the third pasuk of the Rambam means Vasireis Yisleivavim Yisachan, will take away the stone of heart from your flesh. And he writes, that's one thing in Rambam. Then the Rambam adds, why? Because he says, Kusha Oysay Amalach Shiyam Mzeda David, because that king that will come from the offspring of David, which is Mashiach, he says, Baal Chochmahi Yosem Mishlami, he'll be greater.
So where does the Rambam write it? In Hilchos Tshuva?
Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Tes Halacha Beis. He'll be greater master of wisdom than Shlomo. The Navi Gadol who called him Moshe Rabbeinu. Says he's a great prophet close to Moshe. Therefore, Yilmah will teach the whole nation, will show them the path of Hashem, and all the goyim will come to hear him. We have the famous pasuk in Tanakh, that Bach Hashem, the end of days, you know, all the goyim will come, they will want to learn Torah from Mashiach. And Hilchos Melachim, towards the end, the Rambam also discusses the increase in wisdom that will happen when Mashiach will come. There he also says, speaks about the desire of the Chacham and the Nevi'im, and right there he discusses things in a different lashon. But there he finishes off the desire, nor they should be knuyin b'Torah v'Chachmas, they should be empty, they should be free to increase in Torah and its wisdom. And then the next halachi says that in that time there won't be any famine, no war, no jealousy, no competition. Everything all good will be abundance, and kalam adanim zingafu all delicacies will be found like the dust. So he says the whole occupation will only not be kno Hashem. And he says l'fichach yu chachamim gadir, therefore the yidden will be great wise men. The yoidim, here's the crucials, the yoidim dvarim hastumim, they will know the concealed hidden things. The asigu das boidam fikoyach ha'odam, they'll grasp the knowledge of their creator as much as a person is capable of grasping. Shinam, because the pasuk says, kimol ha'odat seyas Hashem kimayim l'yom mechassim, that the knowledge of Hashem will fill the earth will be filled with knowledge of Hashem as water covers the sea. So the Rebbe has, in the last halacha of the Rambam, perhaps I would say some of the deepest sichas of the Rebbe are on the last halacha of the Rambam. But before we get to the last halacha of the Rambam,
that's the last word.
Yeah, Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim. Yeah, Sam, Al-Derech HaRam is Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim, Sof Tevis Mayim. Those are the one at Taina, if you really, that even in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam finishes off with just Kimalar Zeyas Hashem. I think maybe in certain Kisvei Yad, and they want to say the Rambam starts off with Hashem, because he starts off, you say the Samad HaChachmas, that the foundation of everything is now Hashem, and finishes off with Hashem. The Rebbe, in many Gersois, it finishes off Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim. The Rebbe spoke many Sichas.
So the thing is three Mems.
Kamayim L'Yom, not three Mems. Mem Yud Mem Mayim. Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim. No, I'm sorry, you're right. Three Mems. Kamayim L'Yom Mechassim. Three Mems. Yeah. Halachim. Yeah. The thing about mem psuchim, the Rambam starts with the mem and ends with the mem. Starts with the mem, open mem, finishes. Chalif, everyone, it's interesting. The modern people say mitzvahs.
You say this is from
the No, I'm sorry. What's the open mem? I'm not sure.
Oz leivish ba'avet l'kom tzchot, that's the akdome.
Yeah, the different Muslims. Anyway, I want to focus first on the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah and then the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. They're really worlds apart in a certain sense. First of all, in Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam writes, says, Tirbahat Deya Chachma Va'emes. That the Deya Chachma and Emes will increase. What is the three things of Deya Chacham and Emes? Truth is, I didn't see clear beer, but I'm just based on different things I put together a few nekudas. First of all, you have dinin of das. Rebbe, this is a verse from the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, first, some people in some gersoy, Zaka says tirba hadas. Actually, a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel is discussing the case, the end of days, and he's discussing how he's going to conceal the end of days. He writes, he showed it to a rabbin, a lot of people, the sirba hadas, knowledge will increase. What is, there are different ways of learning the pasuk. Pashas, it means that people will try to figure out the end of days means, but no one will really truly get it. There is a mashmos that he's saying that before Mashiach comes, the sirba hadas, knowledge will increase. And we know that the Rebbe always brought what it says in the Zohar, about Noach and the Mabel, 600 years of Noach, the waters opened up, that it goes on the 6th millennium, that then the waters, before Mashiach comes, the waters of Torah and Mahabal of worldly wisdom will become open. But Sir Bahadas, it's actually a pasuk. There's a stress here on Das. Now, I don't want to get into lengthy Drashalach, but the idea of Das, you know, there's somebody that has das, somebody doesn't have das. When somebody is smart, it's not necessarily the same thing as he has das. In other words, the term chokhmah, a smart mashal, I'll give you a stupid thing. We have a kid, you have an halacha kid that is he's a very sharp, but he's not necessarily mechuyev mitzvahs yet. Not necessarily if he'll sell something or he'll do a mekach or memke, he'll do a sale, will be valid. Why? Because he might be very sharp and very smart, but he has no das. Das is a certain recognition and life wisdom of, like, not just, you know, you're able to make calculations and you're able to chap, like, you're able to come up with different ideas. That's where it's you know, he's immature. He's not, I wouldn't use your word immature. He doesn't understand what it's all about to sell land, to buy land, to have a real life transaction. He doesn't relate to it yet because he doesn't have that das.
So chokhmah and das is two different things.
Chokhmah is very different. So even chassidus, you have a lach das.
Connection to
midas is that das. I mean, this really is a hemshich of the Rebbe Rashab. Hemshich etet tafresh ayin. That hemshich he discusses a lot. Different dargis and das. It's like a famous hemshich discussing das. Those are different yonim, higher dargis and das. But even with Pashas, Chassidus explains, you can have somebody, let's say someone is a great astronaut. Right? So someone is a great mathematician, he's a chacham, whatever chacham it is. He could have a great knowledge of it and come up with great new inventions and new things. But it has nothing to do with his life. Why not? Because das, he's missing das. It's a wisdom. It's not a das. Das means Chassidus teaches das from Lashon Hiskashus. You have in Rav Elul Shad HaYichud, and there's Biurim Rav Hillel Potter in the back of Shai Chimuk, a very geshmak of Biurim, and towards the first few prokim, it explains a lot of the meaning of das, and he explains the idea of das is the idea of Hiskashus connection. He brings, if I'm saying it, what he says, there are other whatever. I'm not sure if exactly he says his word, but it's brought down. Why is it that some people, they'll learn a certain chokhmah, they'll learn a certain wisdom, they'll have no interest in it? But another chokhmah, they will have an interest. That will become their whole life. If it's just mitzad, the wisdom itself, so this is a wisdom, that's a wisdom. But there's something deeper here. There's a certain connection that they have with this particular idea, this person, it's medicine, this person, it's chveis, it's architecture. A certain connection, a certain iskashos that they have, the nefesh of that Indian, and that is he explains why they're taka smart in that Indian, in a certain sense, because there's a certain connection that they have. The same way, the same thing also, you can have a person could understand why he should do a certain thing, why he should behave a certain way. But it doesn't affect him. Then you could have another person that's not so smart, he might not be able to give you all the explanations why he should do this, but by him, he poshut kochsuch in them, it's so real to him that you have to do this, and it's the right thing to do. What is the difference? It's not an intellectual conclusion. It's a connection. It's where you understand something in a way that you feel it, you see it, you recognize it. It's internalized in your not just in your...
In a different version, if I would say, you make a cheshbon. One and one is two, two and two is a zayda. If it's yours, it'll affect you.
Right.
If it's these, you just make a cheshbon.
That's the mice that Rebbe said. That's the mice. That's the mice. That's the mice that Rebbe said. The Rebbe said many times, Rebbe said one, it was one for Abreng, the Chazal word, Abbe Perlov from Melbourne, Australia, he printed a safe, look what they say, put him. So Rebbe actually has it, this mice, I think it was Yishma Toshin Chafei. He was, Rebbe Perlov still alive then. Rebbe Chazad the Maisa that Rebbe Chodor Alter was Mishpil Lubavitch used to say a moshul. He said a moshul that there was a yid that lived in a shtetl. It was a poshli yeshuvnik, a poshli villager who didn't know how to read and write. He definitely, maybe he knew how to say basic tefillahs. He didn't. So, but how did he communicate with his family? He used to get letters. So he hired a malamed. He hired a teacher to teach his sons. So when the letter used to come, he used to go to the Malamed, that the Malamed should read the letter to him to tell him what the letter said. One time, comes the letter says, he brings it to the Malamed reads it, and he says, your father just passed away. The Malamed fainted on the spot. So, the fact that Shaila, the Chacham Michelm came and they delivered, they said, why?
The
Yeshuvnik, was his father that passed away. Yeshuvnik's father passed away.
Who fainted?
The Yeshuvnik.
The
so the Chacham Michelm started dragging out Shaila. Why was it the Yeshuvnik that fainted? The Malamed, he was able to read the Hebrew. He was able to see the message right away. He didn't faint. The Yeshuvnik, he wasn't even able to read it, he fainted. So the answer is, it wasn't his father, it was his father.
He could never tell the story.
That was the
Chazad. He says he's a Mustach. Rebbe told him that the safe, he writes it to the wrong way, and the Rebbe told him that the story was a little different.
And this story and another one.
I think that's the story.
And so the Rebbe says, so he was a word, fremde brivola. Strange, letters straight from strangers. Like, it's not. So the, in other words, a point I'm called out to try and say, don't learn chassidus like you're reading a letter of someone else. It should affect you. It's the meaning of das we associate with intellect, but it's much deeper than intellect. It's not just knowledge. It's where you're able to relate to something in a way that it's you. It's a much deeper meaning than chacham uvina. That's why you have certain people are very good with inventing things. It's the idea of chacham bala amtsa. Certain people could explain things very well. They're very good with that, that's bina, but the idea of das is a different thing. The idea of das means every person has a das in his life, those things that he's connected to. So when there's something that so why would you have love and fear for something or someone is when you're connected to it. When you know about it, you understand it, it's not going to create the love and fear. You have to have the connection. The connection is not mamish intellect. We associate it. Some moya chadas, but it's much deeper than intellect if you really think about it. So upon him, the word is like this. He says, "Vas pshat the lost love will be tip hadas." Says then, now we have. So you can have chokhmah. Maybe we could know, but it doesn't necessarily affect us in the way of das. Like that we have the Rebbe Chaz of the pasuk. Chassidus always brings das alakei avichav of dayu b'leiv shalom. You should know the God of your fathers, and you should serve Him with a complete heart. In other words, dafke when you know Him, not just you learn about Him, but it becomes part of you, it's your experience, then you'll serve Him with a complete heart. So lots of it will be das, that's the first thing. You find even in the Rambam, if you look at it, the Rambam uses the word deyos, you have luchas deyos. What does luchas deyos mean? Deyos doesn't mean the laws of, you think, you say, ain't they saying Shabbos? Right? So people's day is, what does it mean ain't they saying Shabbos? People's day is not the same. It doesn't mean this guy is smarter, this guy is not as smart. It means their mentality. A das could be a mentality, emotional build up if a person is happy, if a person is sad, if a person is gets angry, doesn't get angry. These are called deyos. The Rambam classifies them, the word that he uses for them is deyos. Deyos, in other words, is not really limited to intellect, it's the person's emotional build up of who he is. And his emotional inclinations and things that are all called deyos. That's why when you have a child, he might have chokhmah u'bina, but since he's not mature yet in life, he doesn't have the idea of das. He can't recognize life for what it really is. So, b'cholei, and particularly in the Rambam, we see the idea of das is a very powerful word. It's in a certain sense, it's more important than chokhmah. Because deyos is recognition of the thing in a way that it affects you, that it becomes, it's who you are. So first of all, Mashiach will come tirpa hadeya. But the das, the way some people explain it, it's not just you'll know about it, but it will push it affect your mindset of the coil. Then, together with that, this I'm just saying a mayom, l'chayres dara pasha, then the zin of chachm, you can have, das is very good, but das is just a tool. If the more wisdom you have, and so if you have wisdom together with the kreich of das, with the koyach of being able to experience it and internalize it, so then you'll reach great heights. A person can be a very big baal das, he can really relate to things very well, but if he has a very limited scope of understanding of different things, so whatever his koyach of connecting to would be limited. A mashal person has a geshmak in a certain inyan, but the more he'll learn about it, the more he'll be able to develop himself in it. So after das, you have chokhmah, that not only das will increase, but not only the koyach hadas will be great, but also then you also have to have chokhm. Chokhm is pashut learning and understanding about different things in a way that you're able to develop yourself more. That itself is not good enough, and das is more important in a certain sense than chokhm. But you need to have das together with chokhm. Then the Rambam writes another word, v'ha'emes. Now here the Rebbe writes, interesting thing, what does Rambam mean when he says emes? Somewhat in the lashon. So the Rebbe, the truth is different ways of understanding it. I mean, within the Rambam's wording of different halachas, he uses sometimes in dasa emes, derech emes. But the Rebbe says like this: in the beginning of the Rambam, in Hilchas Seidei HaTeira, the Rambam writes that hamitzimotzi, that the true existence is the Eibishter. So the Rebbe says the word, and the Rebbe also writes in Tani and Perek Lamed Hey that the Madrega of Chochma which is the level of emes, what's the level of emes, the level of chokhmah, because there it's recognized that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter. I would, if I may, again, you know, in the Yonim of Tzedek, and I'm all with the Derechat Shalechad Rayim Varech, I may add just another Nukuda here, not maybe just another explanation to it. You could have Day and Chochmah, but sometimes Day and Chochmah, you need to have Emes. You need to have that whatever you're understanding, whatever you're applying, is 100% real, that's really the truth. So when Mashiach will come, our intellectual capabilities will be, there will be so much wisdom flowing. Our das, our capability of not just knowing it, but feeling it and experiencing it will also be great. But you have to be madgish that the emes will be, you know, you have many, you have the word chachamim hei molahari. You can have people that have wisdom. It's not miyusad, it's not based on the truth. It's not based on the truth. It's going to have, so the whole word is that the truth will be not only the chacham and das, but it's all going to be miyusad emes. Understanding the truth, which means basically that the ultimate wisdom and the ultimate das is understanding the Eibishter. But the Rambam does not clearly specify, what's interesting is the Rambam over here does not clearly specify, and Ilchas Melachim, he writes very strong Lashonis, that the whole world will be involved in the knowledge of Hashem, they'll know the knowledge of Hashem. And Ilchas Tshuva doesn't say that the knowledge of Hashem will increase. He says knowledge and wisdom in general will increase, which means a b'chlal. He's not focusing on an Einoid Milvada.
So the Emes, he says, in Hilchus Tshuva, or Hilchus
Tshuva? He writes Emes in Hilchus Tshuva, but he doesn't type the Loshen L'Yesa, Kol Elam Udas, as Hashem B'Vad, just to know Hashem, is not in Hilchus Tshuva. And the Rebbe, from certain places, Mashma, that the Rebbe also says, in the Rambam, in Hilchus Melachim, he writes that the Chachamim wanted the Moshe HaMashiach, so they should be Poni B'Toyda V'Chachmosa, they should be have spirit time to involve itself in Torah, the Chachmosa, and its wisdom, not just any wisdom, in its wisdom, wisdom of Torah. And Hilchus Tshuva, the Rama writes, by day of HaChochma, knowledge and Chochma, wisdom will increase. It doesn't say Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah. So the Rebbe's Matkish, Hilchus Tshuva, the Rambam, in a certain sense, is describing a great increase in wisdom, which is obviously the ultimate of it. The Rambam B'chlar writes that the ultimate wisdom is the wisdom of the Eibishter. The Rambam, the number of places forget the Lashon, but like the highest, most choshivste intellect is understanding the Eibishter. But there's other things, you know, let's say a person is learning, is learning other things which will help him understand the Eibishter. I mean, it's not, there's a certain, in Hilchus Tshuva, there's still a certain metzias of Chochmah and Deya, so to say, which is not just but, in other words, it's helping to understand the Eibishter, but it could be also a person is, you know, focusing the person's own metzias, that he's smarter, and
as Hilchus Tshuva is less than his love.
According to this view, yeah. The Rebbe always says that.
It makes sense, because you know,
it's not a bit of metzias, in other words. Hilchus Melachim is like, you're nothing, your whole thing is just no Eibishter.
The Rebbe writes.
And Hilchus Tshuva is Adrab, you're smart, you're wise, it's like, it's in a certain sense, being madgish, you know, it's like, the advantage you'll have, that you'll be smart, like, it's not showing how your whole existence will just be to know the Eibishter. In Hilchus Melachim, it's more of a, like, complete, ain't it, like, bit of a mitzvah. In Hilchus Tshuva, it's different. It's, there's also another, the Rebbe Stam said, Tir Bahadeya, it's interesting, that says the knowledge will be, Bribui will be great. The Rebbe says that Bribui is connected with Bina. The Rebbe is Chochma Bina Das. Anyway, I just want to focus on the next part of that halach in Hilchus Tshuva, where the Rambam explains why will there be such an increase in das and chachma. So the Rambam says, because it will all be due to Mashiach, because Mashiach will be smarter than Shloima. And he uses interesting language, and he says Baal chachma yia. Doesn't say it'll be chacham God, it'll be great. Baal chachma means like a master of wisdom. It's much more powerful. Whatever. It's not, there's a different biurim in this. It's not fully whatever. It seems to me at least that Baal chachma is more than just saying you're smart. He'll be a master of wisdom. Anyway, more than Shleiman, he'll be a great prophet like Moshe, and he'll be a cut of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the Rebbe has an interesting, first of all, it has one word the Rebbe says somewhere else, and then the next word that the Rebbe says. The word the Rebbe throws in another Sikha that Mamish, Vedere Chagav, things Achim Shopesach, Tav Shalamid, or the next word bringing over there. Chassidus explains what was great about Shlomo HaMelech. What was great about Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom was that he was able to explain, he was able to bring his, he had wisdom was much greater than everyone else, but he was able to bring it down, all the way down, to simple people as well. That's what it says about Shlomo HaMelech, that he spoke Shloshes Alafim Mashal, 3,000 Mishalim. Simply you learn, what does that mean, 3,000 Mishalim? Let's say, to bring out a point, he was able to give you 3,000 Mishalim to explain it to you. But Chassidus says a much deeper part. 3,000 Mishalim means the same concept for each level of wisdom. He was able to bring one Mashal for a high level. Lower level, you have to, for somebody that's not on that level, have to bring a lower Mashal. And then even to such a Mashal, you're able to explain it to a small kid. So the 3,000 Mishalim were the same topic. He was able to bring it lower into lower Mishalim, more and more into lower people that could understand less and less, even to Mamish. So the Rebbe says the word, the Mashiach will be smarter than Shlomo. That is why he'll be able to teach to everyone. Mashiach, because of this Maila he'll have, says everyone will come to him. Not only because, in other words, it's not just the great wisdom that he'll have that will draw everyone, but it's partially his ability to bring his great wisdom down to the simplest people. So that is another nekuta here, which when you learn the Pashtus, you don't see that. Think he'll be smart, he'll have even more to offer. But
Chassal say that
he ruled the Shaydim. He was smarter.
Even Shaydim also realized that. Because the Tema of Shaydim, he can't
realize that. So, now the Rebbe says a very interesting thing. The Rebbe says, when the Rambam writes, Mashiach will be a great prophet, close to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that he'll be smarter than Shlomo, these two things come together. It's a combination of two things. What does that mean? The Rebbe says that in the Quintus in Tavshin and Aleph, and the Quintus in Terech Hadosh and Shavuos, the Rebbe spoke about in Terech Hadosh and Miti Teitzei. The Rebbe said a very interesting thing, that the Torah that Mashiach will reveal is something which is beyond the comprehension now. It's mamish, like it's such levels of the secrets of Torah, b'chlal, not even shaykh to become revealed. Totally concealed. Helam legamri. But how will this be revealed to Mashiach? Because Mashiach will be such a great prophet, almost like Moshe, so this Torah will be revealed to him. But the way it's revealed to him is the deepest secrets of Torah. It's on such a high level that it's totally higher than understanding. So what is Mashiach going to do? Because Mashiach will, together with the Navius, together with the prophecy, will be smarter than Shlomo, he'll be able to take the great wisdom and bring it down into words, into oisius of Asog, into understanding, and not only into some understanding, that it should be as clear as the lowest level of understanding. So the Rebbe learns that it's not two separate qualities. Pashas to the Mashiach will be smart, will be a great prophet. But different qualities coming together, you know. But here's how both qualities work hand in hand. The ideas come to Mashiach in the form of Nevuah. So it's such great ideas that Kodav L'Moshe Rabbeinu, the highest secrets of Torah. Together with the Mashiach will be a Chacham Gadol, Yais Baal Chacham, Yasser Mishleim will be even greater than Shleim in wisdom. He'll be able to bring it down to the lowest people. So you have here the musig of now what you see here in this combination of Chacham and Navi is the concept that you could maybe say this is Mamash Derech Efshar, that the Das and the Chochma and the Emes, right? The Emes means Amitas Simotzi, the knowledge of Eibushin himself. So there's certain inyonim of the Eibushin which are higher than understanding. But Mashiach will be able to take, you know, the knowledge of the Eibushin which is higher than understanding and bring it down into Havana Vasaga. So this is what the Rambam in Hilchas Molochim, the Rambam in Hilchas Shuvah, the Rambam is focusing on Mashiach teaching Torah. But I would just, in other words, that the great increase in wisdom in the times of Mashiach is due to Mashiach teaching. I would just say that it also seems from the Rambam itself that it's not just the Mashiach will teach wisdom, but that the people themselves could be as an outcome of Mashiach teaching, people themselves before should become smarter themselves. This that Mashiach will constantly be being, Mashiach will elevate the people, and they themselves will start being able to learn on their own and understanding, that the people won't have to ask each other about Eibush, everyone will know me. So, just as the consequence of Mashiach, what does it mean? It means that Mashiach will elevate the Olam, to elevate them, that their wisdom, their own intellectual comprehensions will increase, become greater, to a way that, in other words, it won't just be Mashiach teaching. They themselves
will be... An IQ is going to be higher.
It's Mishnor Alsa.
What are you saying about the three young?
No, I'm not saying the Gabriel 3 million. I'm saying Stam. The Edson, the Indian, the Rambam says, not as Rambam is Machal. First he says, Tirba Deva Chachum Memes. Why? Because Mashiach will do it. But it seems that it doesn't mean that it's just Mashiach. In other words, it's farce off with Mashiach. Mashiach will be the one that will bring this great knowledge into the world. But once it comes into the world, it's going to elevate the world. People themselves will become smarter. The IQ will become greater. In other words, it's not just the Mashiach will teach it, that even somebody that can't understand, Mashiach will help him. That itself will elevate the world, and their own kalim of Hasag will become much more...
To give an example, a little child plays with sand. Adult, that mishpil mitzam, mit the toys, mit the dos. Mashiach count, whatever we understand now, is going to be like
the, right.
It's going to be, the thinking is going to be on a much higher level, whatever with now is, that story is going to be.
Okay.
Derech Hagel. I mean, Derech Hagel. No.